The next question came from Dorothy, and what she asked is that she often works with healthcare professionals, and that she herself is not a healthcare professional, and that even though the information that she presents to the healthcare professional is informative and accurate, that the healthcare professional in turn kind of makes an invalidating remark or comment back to her. And so what should she do about this? How can she work with this? Well, I've dealt quite a bit with working with healthcare professionals, and so I know this area well. What's required of you to be very effective at working with healthcare professionals is, one, is to be good at communication and not putting any of your attention on their status. You can't praise them like they're, you know, the team captain on a football team. They are just another human being. And then also what you've got to be is razor sharp on your research. Second, you can't invalidate them back just because they invalidate you. And you kind of have to let that invalidation go right off your back. You can't let that get to you. I know this from experience. If it gets to you, then you're gonna be down duking it out with them, and you're gonna get stuck in this kind of an angry antagonism between the two of you. And I assure you, that is not conducive to having that person promote your nutrition line or whatever it is that you're wanting that healthcare professional to actually do. So what you have to have here is the ability to just say to the person, to kind of acknowledge whatever it is that they say, even if it's invalidative, you know, just say, oh, okay, I understand. Well, thanks for telling me that, and I can see that that's your view on this. Tell me something, doctor. Where is it that you got your research? You know, like this whole vitamin E issue that's recently come up. You know, there's one or two studies there, one study on vitamin E that was somewhat negative, but yet there's thousands that are very, very positive. And so a typical comment is that, did you just read the one study? Did you actually read the study, or did you get it from a newspaper? Those are the kind of questions that I ask, and then say, well, would you be open to reading, you know, maybe 15 abstracts real quick here? We can just run through and you can see, you know, what's really being said in the research world about this, not just one quick study. And so that's the way that you have to address the healthcare professionals. I assure you that most of you who have really taken on nutrition, you've studied it, and you can fully demonstrate what a antioxidant is or what a free radical is, you know far more than what the healthcare professionals know. They may know a whole lot more about the human body, but you know a whole lot more about antioxidants and such. But you can't go in with that kind of arrogance. Just be with a sincere, friendly facial expression when they give you some kind of an invalidating comment. Say, I understand, you know, and just stay focused and say, you know, where did you get that information? What study were you looking at when you adopted that belief? When doctors say, you know, well, we can get everything from what we eat, my typical response back to that is, and what is it that we would be eating? In other words, you've obviously got this thought, you believe in it, and I'm not trying to say that's wrong. I'm just asking you, at what point in your medical career did you decide that is accurate, and what study were you basing that off of? So that's the way you have to communicate with the healthcare professionals, to have them actually listen to you. And it normally takes about two or three of those types of statements, and they'll knock off this whole God syndrome that they like to possess sometimes. And I'm not saying all of them do, because I've met some incredibly human doctors, very loving, very caring types of people. But I have come across the very arrogant ones that have the God complex, I think is what they call it.